News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's top court taking up a dispute over censorship, misinformation, and free speech on social media.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today between Republican-led states and the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. Lower courts sided with the states in Surgeon General Murthy versus Missouri, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the issue. The states argue that federal officials leaned on social media platforms like Facebook and X to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar says states can't point to evidence that the government ever imposed any sanction when the platforms declined to moderate content that the government had flagged. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel's military urging people in and around Gaza's biggest hospital to evacuate ASAP as Israeli troops move in to root out Hamas.
In the last few hours, we've heard that 80 people have been detained in the hospital. We've also seen the IDF's Arabic spokesperson posting a map asking people in the vicinity of the hospital to move to Al-Mawasi. This is what the IDF has declared to be a safe zone on the eastern coast of Gaza. But of course, after more than 5 months of war, for people to actually move is proving increasingly difficult.
The BBC's Anna Foster in Jerusalem. President Vladimir Putin has sealed his control over Russia for 6 more years. With a highly orchestrated landslide in the election that followed the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech since the Soviet era. South Korea's defense minister says North Korea has shipped around 7,000 containers filled with munitions and other military gear to Russia since last year to help support Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This Game's Q News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. It's a deal that could lower the cost of selling a home as the National Association of Realtors agrees to pay $418 million to settle lawsuits that claim the group's rules force people to pay inflated costs to sell their homes. Now, that multi-million dollar settlement will help pay back home sellers across the country, including here in Southern Nevada. The mandated rule changes, which are going to effect in mid-July, a major change in the way real estate agents have worked since the 1990s. Experts say the deal could lead to home buyers and sellers being able to negotiate lower agent commissions, lowering the cost of selling their home. Some good news for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Visitors say Las Vegas is still a bargain when it comes to vacation destinations. Surveys done for the LVCVA's 2023 visitor profile says that travelers to Las Vegas still consider it a bargain when compared with other places they're thinking about visiting. That survey reports visitors are coming to town in near record numbers and continue to spend more than ever and gamble in record amounts. Now, according to the study, 87% of those surveyed said they were very satisfied with their visit. That's up from 77% in 2022. Only 2% said they were dissatisfied with their visit. Last year's visitors were also younger than usual and are spending more on everything, food, shopping, entertainment, as well as gambling. Orange cone alert portion of the 15 in the southern part of the valley. We'll see lane restrictions that will slow things down beginning today, running through April 5th, both directions of the 15 between Silverado Ranch and Cactus to be reduced to one lane off and on between 8 at night and 5 in the morning to work on the inside median. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Our county school district back from spring break, so we should see more cars on the road this morning. So far, not looking too bad, though. As you come in from the west side, though, exiting at Rancho on 95 southbound, that off-ramp is being cleared of an accident. Looks like that's partially taking up the right lane again. That's the Rancho off-ramp leaving US 95 southbound. On the surface streets, hit and run at the west side intersection of Tropicana and Polaris. Sunny and nice today with afternoon temperatures in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees right now. Winds are still here, gusting up around 25 miles per hour today. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, March 18th. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I'll be with you till 9 o'clock this morning. And I will tell you, we'll be celebrating the fact that we've got UNLV men and women in postseason play. Mark Thomas will have the very latest on that a little bit later on. For decades, the United States has underestimated the threat that comes from the People's Republic of China, better known as the PRC. This is something that's been going on for quite some time, and all of a sudden, the PRC is threatening to become the preeminent world superpower. What does that mean for the United States? And by the way, how did it all happen? Let's check in with Bradley Thayer. He, along with James Fennell, have co-authored a brand new book, Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure to join you early in the morning. A great pleasure. Thank you.
Let me ask you, give us the backstory, if you can, and kind of the condensed version of how this happened. And people I've talked to in and out of government say this thing's been going on for like 30 years, not just a couple or 10 years or 20 years, but 30 years. Is that right?
It has been. It has been as a result of two major decisions. One undertaken by communist leader Deng Xiaoping, who made the decision in the early 90s to make the U.S. a partner. That is, he could turn China over to manufacturing, so U.S. businesses would flow into China to manufacture, and U.S. investment dollars would flow into China. And in return, he would make Wall Street investors, the Chamber of Commerce, our politicians, his partner. So what he did was something which was genius. He basically got the United States to pay for the rise of communist China. And that's something that's never been done before. We basically funded the rise of our enemy. And that's what we explain in the book, how that happened, and then what we should do about it.
I'm curious, you know, everybody loves to save money, but when you continued to buy real inexpensive stuff that said made in China, is that a part of it?
Absolutely it is. The fact that we turned over our manufacturing to China has come back to bite us. There's no question about it. You'll remember COVID. How could any of us forget it, right? And what happened with that COVID pandemic, we found out that our pharmaceuticals, our antibiotics were made in China, and our personal protective equipment, the masks that we needed, were made in China. So your audience will recall, of course, that we had difficulty getting masks and getting the pharmaceuticals that we needed and the antibiotics that we needed. Well, we're to blame for that, right? We turned our manufacturing of everything almost over to China. And so when you see that made on in China label, what you're doing is essentially helping the Chinese Communist Party, which is our greatest enemy today.
Again, Bradley Thayer joining us. He, along with James Fennell, the new book, Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. And I might add on to that, it sounds to me like a colossal failure on the part of our intelligence community. Is that right, or have I misread it?
It was indeed. It was a massive failure of our national security community broadly. That is, presidential leadership failed as president after president sought to engage with China and created really under Bill Clinton, continued under his successors, the engagement school. And the idea was, by making China rich, we were going to change the way it behaved towards its people and in international politics. And of course, that was a massive failure. China didn't change. The communists didn't change. They just got richer, more powerful, and now we're in their sights. And they have the ability now to hurt us in a way they didn't a generation ago. So it was just supreme folly that the intelligence community year after year did what we call threat deflation. They consistently underestimated the threat and the growth of, for example, the Chinese Communist military. And so we find ourselves in a situation where they have a navy which is larger than ours. They have a very advanced nuclear or strategic weapons platforms. They have hypersonic missiles. All the things that we read about in the newspapers, of course, and see online, it was our failure that really made that possible. And it was something that really there needs to be an accounting. There has to be an accounting of how this happened. And our book makes a modest step in that direction.
Again, Bradley Thayer joining us. This occurred over the course of about 30-plus years. And regardless of your political persuasion, this has been on everybody's watch. Is this a Democrat issue? Is this a Republican issue? Or have we just screwed up royally across the board?
Well, it's a nonpartisan issue because both parties have had a role in it. So the failure is equally – Bill Clinton really is responsible for taking any type of safeguards off that where we might have had some leverage against the Chinese Communist Party. He did that in the mid-90s. But it's been both Republicans and Democrats. From Joe Biden, of course, and the corruption that we see with his family, to Mitch McConnell, sadly, it's affected both parties. And that's part of the massive problem here because Chinese money, the money from the Chinese communists, flowed into our universities, they flowed into our media, they flowed into think tanks, and they flowed into both political parties. So we really have a tremendous amount of work to do to clean out this mess and ensure that our politicians aren't taking money from the Chinese Communist Party anymore. And the TikTok debate, of course, last week and this week is a part of that as well. It just shows how the influence of the Chinese Communist Party has grown, and it's become really insidious now.
And I got to tell you, Bradley, when I learned that we were going to be booking you for this week, I said, I can't wait to ask him about TikTok. Tell me how this all ends with TikTok. We don't know yet if the Senate will take it up. The House has passed it. The Senate is next, then on to the President. What do you think will happen?
Well, it's very difficult to see. I think something is going to pass. We don't know what the Senate is going to add, and then it might have to go to conference, of course, where the House and the Senate reconcile. And we don't know what Joe Biden is going to demand. He's got more leverage, obviously, in the Senate because it's controlled by the Democrats. I think we'll see something pass from the Senate, and Biden has said he'll sign it. So that's a clear indicator that he thinks he's got the votes to get something out. So it's really a dog's breakfast of a bill. But from the standpoint of separating the Chinese Communist Party from at least medium of political influence, it looks like it's going to be a positive step forward.
I want to ask you, because this to me is the biggest question mark. Is it too late to fix what is clearly broken and what's been broken for upwards of 30 years?
Not at all. It just takes leadership. It's going to take a dynamic president like Trump to come in and to start to clean out the Augean stable here of corruption, of influence from the Chinese Communist Party. He made a lot of good steps forward in his first administration, and if he has a second, then there's the possibility of great progress to do that and to reverse their gains and to stand with our allies and partners, allies like Japan and Australia and partners like Taiwan and India globally, to fight back against the Chinese Communist Party, because they are an illegitimate government. They have no mandate to rule the Chinese people, and of course they're obviously a tyrannical government. So a second Trump term offers avenues for making genuine progress with dynamic leadership. If Biden is, of course, the opposite of that is if Biden is reelected, we're going to see the same, essentially, and the situation is not going to improve.
How is it that we do fix it? Is this going to take legislation? So is Congress going to have to get involved? Is it a presidential thing? You mentioned Trump.
It's a whole of society, whole of government response. It's Americans waking up to the danger of the enemy of the Chinese Communist Party. That's one level. That awakening is going to require presidential leadership. It's going to require somebody like Trump and everybody in his administration saying the same thing about the Chinese Communist Party and breaking with the engagement school, right? Ending the investment in the CCP, Wall Street's investment in the CCP, bringing back manufacturing, right? The Chinese Communist Party is in dire straits economically. They're not in a good position. And so they have so many problems. This is the time where we really have leverage if we have a president who wants to exercise it. If we don't have that president, we're going to get a situation where Taiwan is going to get invaded, and the situation is going to get much worse very quickly. So this election, November 5th, 2024, is obviously the most significant of this century, I think, as we make a decision about what we're going to do to address our enemy. We're either going to begin to take active measures against our enemy, or we're going to continue the engagement school under Biden, and the CCP is going to stay in power, and its aggression is going to get even worse.
The book is out. It's an amazing book, and the co-author is Bradley Thayer, along with James Fennell. And just for the record, we were going to have James Fennell on, but Jim got caught overseas with a Skype that didn't work. Is that right?
Well, we had a comms problem. That's right. And he sends his regrets, and he's got some loved ones in Las Vegas. So he's very disappointed he wasn't able to make it this morning. And we hope perhaps we could come back at some point in the future and continue the conversation. And very much, and I'm sure Jim will be able to join then.
I would like that a lot. Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. How can people find the book?
At Amazon or wherever you buy books. It's easily available. And thank you very much for calling attention to it. We look forward to the next time.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Bradley. Really appreciate it.
Goodbye. Thank you.
There you go. Bradley Thayer, co-author of the book, along with James Fennell, Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. And it happened right under our noses. for the last 30 years, beginning with Bill Clinton. Beginning with Bill Clinton. Stay where you are. More to do. Former President Donald J. Trump had an amazing speech, and it was 10% teleprompter, 90% Donald J. Trump. And it was good. He got into a little trouble, talking about a bloodbath and this and that. He got in a little bit of trouble for it. But I got to tell you, the idea of a 90-minute speech off the cuff, for the most part, it was spellbinding. It really honestly was. And I'll let you hear some of it coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, all the biggest news from over the weekend. Abigail Schreier, author of Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up, will join us.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency. So Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 4, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it watching Donald J. Trump on the stump. He did a hangar speech where the Trump Force One jet was parked out on the tarmac, and the former president got down off the plane, jumped up on the stage, and did 90 minutes, for the most part, without a teleprompter. It was really good. And in fact, he closed out his 90-minute speech without a teleprompter. This was former President Donald J. Trump yesterday in Dayton, Ohio.
We're going to rebuild our cities into beacons of hope, safety, and beauty better than they ever have been before. And we're going to be working with Democrat mayors and Democrat governors if we have to. You know, our dying cities, they're all run by Democrats. We're going to work with them, and we're going to restore our cities. We will take over our horribly run, horrible, 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 the capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C. We will clean it up, renovate it, and rebuild our capital cities so that it will be an absolute beacon of beauty and peace and prosperity, and no longer be the crime capital virtually of the world. People are being killed there every single week. People are being killed. I lost a young man who was fantastic in the administration 2 weeks ago. He was going to pick up his wife, and he was waiting for her. And a thug came along and said, "I want your car." And he shot him and killed him. As the wife is coming out to be picked up by her husband, who she loved, and he died almost immediately. And we can't let this happen to our country. We can't let this happen. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate. And something I can't believe I have to say, but I have to say it because the Democrats are pushing it. I will keep men out of women's sports. Okay? I will fully uphold the Second Amendment. We will protect innocent life, and we will and we don't have free speech anymore. Today you speak and they want to put you in jail. Today you speak and they want to put you in jail. Even if you're telling the truth, they want to put you in jail. We will restore free speech to our nation, and I will secure our elections. We will have fair and honest elections again. But until then, you have to go and you have to vote. You have to vote like you've never voted before. And I said it before and I'll say it again. This is all about November 5th, the most important day. I really believe this. You know, I used to say in 2016, this is going to be the most important vote. I didn't say that in 2020 because we had the country going really well. In fact, we had a statement, keep America great. It was going to replace MAGA. In a certain way, I'm glad it didn't, because MAGA is MAGA. It's always going to be MAGA, as opposed to CAG. But it was keep America great. And America was great. We made it great. And then we had a bad election. A horrible, horrible thing happened because of COVID, but a lot of reasons, and they cheated like hell. They won't be able to do that again. They're not going to be able to do it again. We're not going to let that happen again. But you have to get out and vote. But I used to say that 2016 is the most important vote, the most important, and I actually meant it. This election, 2024, blows 2016 away. It's not even close. Our country is failing. We're a failing nation. Our country is failing. We're a nation in decline. We're going to turn this around. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. We're going to love each other again. We're going to unite as a country. We are going to create